Good morning. This morning we begin the sixth week of Easter, and I'm reminded on how much I love the fact that we take so much time celebrating the risen Christ. Mainly because it takes time for the meaning of Easter, I think, to take hold of us, to foundationally shake us to the core in order to drive the necessary transformation. For like the disciples who were locked behind the closed doors in the upper room, frightened and unsure what to do, we too are called out of our darkness into the light of Christ. So during these past weeks, church has given us a selection of gospel readings that have provided us the stones on which to build a new foundation, such as forgiveness, divine indwelling, and shepherding, all leading up to this week where we're given this ultimate command: love one another. It's kind of hard to miss this week's theme because throughout today's readings, we hear the word love 18 times. Love is of God. God is love. God loves us. The Father loves me, and I also love you. Remain in his love and love one another. Repeat it over and over again. So what is this love that John keeps hammering away with? Well, the challenge that we have is of the limitations with our language. See, I can tell you that I love my wife, I love my dog, I love pizza, I love the earth, and I love my God. And they all mean something different. Whereas the Greek language used in writing the New Testament had four words to describe love. Storge, a form of love between family members. Filio, a relational love forming an emotional connection. Eros, an intimate love. And agape, an unconditional love that brings forth caring without demanding anything in return. Recently, I was immersed in all four types of love when my youngest son was just married in Lexington, Virginia. It was a week-long celebration of two extended families coming together, providing us all an opportunity to experience storge between family members, to pour loads of agape upon the young children, to witness eros seen in the couple as they pledge their unending love to one another. But what made this wedding celebration so meaningful was that their love was supported and nurtured in the context of filial love, forming a common connection across all those that were present. What took me somewhat by surprise was my assumption that in a context of a wedding, one would think that the love of two people joined in union would take some sort of prominence. But what we hear today, and what I witnessed a few weeks ago, is there's a need for more. There's a need for us to be connected to one another. But even more than that, because the Greek word eleos, which was translated one another, specifically means we are commanded to love those who are different from us. Or as Teilhard de Chardin pointed out, the command we are given is to give love without strings attached to those who are not like us, thereby recognizing our divine interconnectedness independent of race, creed, gender, and class. But why should we be shocked and surprised by all this? Isn't this the model that Christ gave us? For he reached out to everyone without exception, independent of who they were or what they did, and he met them and connected with them where they were. And that's what you and I are being commanded to do. For when love becomes the center of what we do, but more importantly, why we do what we do, it then changes the entire way we live our lives. Just last month, Jennifer Reardon tragically died in the Southwest plane accident. A few days later, I was watching the morning news as they interviewed her husband, Michael, and frankly, I was caught off guard by his words. Expecting to hear rant and rave of the lack of aircraft engine inspections, instead, what I heard was a grieving man who said, "While it may come later, I'm not angry. I'm not vengeful. I terribly miss my wife, but I know how much she loved me and the kids, and I know how much we loved her. For every day we said it to each other. Every message, every text, every phone call ended with the same last words I heard her say to me. I love you. What a difference his response was to the death of his wife, because their lives were openly rooted in deep love that was foundational to their family. Love one another. Seems like it should be an easy thing to do, but why do we have so much trouble doing it? Perhaps the answer partially lies in the newest release by theologian Father Richard Rohr, entitled Essential Teachings on Love, where he reminds us that we were created by a loving God to be love in the world. But we can't begin to love unless we believe we have a God who agape, who loves us each unconditionally, just as we are, without measurement of worthiness. Then we will realize that who we are is love, and only then will we do what he came to do, love God and love all that God created. Who we are is love, because we are created in God's image. So how can we begin to foster the sense of loving one another? First, teach your children and your grandchildren. Because how else will our future generations know how to exhibit care and connect with others? I recently read where teachers are instructing third and fourth graders to write letters to those who are sick in need of positive encouragement. The children learn the principle that if they have a positive impact on two people and those on two other people, that one person can make an enormous difference. Next, we need to be a witness to each other. We need to mirror love. For in a time that each newscast begins with stories of hate, which leads to more hate, we need to tell one another our stories, as well as listen to others who provide positive examples of what it makes to make a difference for others, thereby allowing us to recognize God's indwelling in the eyes and the faces of those around us. Lastly, we need to remember and to be reminded that we are all connected to one another. We actually do this every time we come to liturgy when we exchange that kiss of peace. It's a visible sign dating back to the second century, reminding us of our union with Christ and our connection with each other. Love one another. On the face of it, it can come across as somewhat trite and easy to throw around. But just imagine. Imagine the difference in your life, in your family's life, frankly, in the world. If we just tried a bit harder to live those three words. Because, my brothers and sisters, how we love matters. Saying I'm sorry matters. Saying I forgive you matters. Reaching out to those who are so, so different than us matters. It's the greatest and it's the hardest thing Christ ever asked us to do. But truly, it's all that really matters.